Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Rudeness. Hi. Speaking of our dearly departed, you had some thoughts about Orrin Hatch. And you said on Twitter, when I die, if you despise me, feel free to see absolutely terrible things about me. I'll be dead, so I won't care. And my loved ones would think, who gives a damn what such stranger says? So have at it. Enjoy. I'm hoping that I will lead the service, and I will say the same thing that Howard Stern said about Joan Rivers. I will say Rude Pundit had a dry C. Do you mind if I open with that?
No. I insist now. Again, like I said last week, I don't know why every conversation about death is, well, after you die, Lee, and it's
Wait a
minute, what?
Why am I always the first one dying?
I want to live.
Janvier.
You did have some thoughts on Orrin Hatch. You said one of his last acts, because there was a lot of, oh, he was a bipartisan, blah, blah, blah. You said one of his last acts as a senator was to proudly block President Obama from choosing a Supreme Court justice, him. Okay, so that was no tragedy, no time at all after the tragedy. You went on to say he even wrote a piece in the New York Times about being a let voters decide the court's future. You said another of the last lowlights of his career was that he said the election of Trump was proof that God loves this country. Truly, him in hell or wherever the Mormons go. And just when you thought that was the worst, Travis, he said, I said a lot of mean things about Hatch over the years, like his picture is shown to Mormon teenagers whenever they're tempted to masturbate, and that he would tongue the eye holes of Roy Cohn's skull if Trump told him to. I regret none of them. All right, well, we got that out of our system, didn't we? Okay.
No. I mean, you know, it was just that aggravating thing that just said, you know, oh, he reached across the aisle. Okay, yeah, he did that a couple of times. That's fine. You know, he helped, he did. But, you know, reaching across the aisle just generally meant, hey, what can I do to water down your really popular idea?
Yes.
Like when he got involved in the children's health insurance program, you know, and turned it into something that was much less a kind of national healthcare program and, you know, made it into these block grants to states, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Okay. You responded to Mo Brooks on Twitter, who said, is there anyone in Washington worse than Dr. quote-unquote Anthony Fauci? No, I didn't think so. And you said, mother, you openly supported Roy Moore, so sit the down. Thank you. Rude, you've been on it on Twitter.
I'm just tired, man. I'm just so tired of
I know. Well, listen, we said this Friday. You retweeted the headline, Governor Greg Abbott, truck inspections turned up zero drugs or migrants, but cost Texas $4.2 billion. And you just said, are Democrats in Texas calling for Abbott to resign? Because they totally should be. And Abbott is threatening to do it again, should the whim strike. Yep. He's bragging about it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what happened was he ended up getting these governors in areas of Mexico to say, okay, fine, we'll do more inspections. But, you know, it was really just to get him to shut the F up and reopen the border. And I don't understand why it wasn't it wasn't, you know what? If you don't open the border, we're sending down federal troops to open the
border. That's what I said. If Al-Qaeda attacked our supply lines and it caused, you know, I don't know, what was it, Travis? I mean, that was just for Texas, $4.2 billion worth of, you know, anyway. Okay.
And not to mention it affected the food supply in Texas.
But nationwide, it affected the food supply.
And just before Easter. And it's just like, I know that Abbott's not going to resign, but make that a thing. Say, this is the kind of thing a governor should resign over. The governor took action that directly harmed our state and is threatening to do it again.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that it's obviously a stupid idea since it didn't accomplish anything except harm.
Yep, right. Exactly.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, you did say the lingerie is the first time I found Madison Cawthorn a bull. Then he ruins it with a stupid statement about being a Christian. Okay, so once again, it's the hypocrisy. It's the transphobia. It's the right. Yes.
No.
That you engage in.
He looked adorable. If you saw him on the dance floor in those, you would just be like all over that.
If I saw him in the window in the red light district of Amsterdam, I would purchase that.
All right.
Exactly. All right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. There was nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that glossy, you know,
that's the compliment he's hoping for. That right there.
Yeah.
Some homo on a liberal show.
you got to call him like you see him, and you know, you got to be open minded about, you know, who you're doing it with.
Exactly.
Thank you. Do we have our Marjorie Taylor Greene I don't recall montage?
Yes, we do. That would be 10.
10, please. Okay. Aforementioned liberal radio here homo.
Did you discuss with Mr. Alexander the idea of you coming to appear at a demonstration on January 6th?
I do not recall that.
My question is just about whether anybody at all ever mentioned to you the possibility of violence.
I don't remember.
Okay, so you're not denying it, you're just saying you don't recall.
I don't recall.
Did you talk to people at the White House about the fact that there were going to be large demonstrations on January 6th in Washington?
I don't remember.
Did anybody on your campaign staff, or did you authorize the provision of funds, of money, to people who were planning a demonstration on January 6th?
I don't think so. I don't recall that at all.
Ms. Green, did you advocate to President Trump to impose martial law as a way to remain in power?
I don't recall.
So you're not denying you did it, you just don't remember.
I don't remember.
Ah, I see. But it's Joe Biden has too much dementia to continue as president, according to Fox News, every day, every minute of every day. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you don't remember if you discussed with the president of the United States imposing martial law.
Why would you?
To overthrow an election.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know what? If you're having that conversation over and over, though, you might not remember specific times.
Yes. And there's that helpful video she made after coming out of at the White House, going, "Oh, we've just had these planning meetings. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, yeah. As you pointed out, you said, "Man, these insurrectionists are such wimps." Marjorie Taylor Greene had a chance in open court to declare she thinks the government should be overthrown, and she punked out. Mm-hmm. You're not a revolutionary. You're just a pathetic opportunistic worm. You also said you are on the insurrectionist right are just play acting. Benjamin Franklin would shove his walking stick up your lame asses. Well, goodness. I don't know about that part, but okay.
Oh, yeah.
He would.
Yeah. Benjamin Franklin was a freak.
Yeah. Word is he actually was.
No, I'm not making that up. Yeah. I mean, this is the guy who enjoyed his time with prostitutes.
The kind of guy you read about in Newsweek magazine? Oh, that wasn't there then. But okay, I get it. A super freak.
Yeah. He was, anyway, he spent a lot of time in Paris. I'll just say that.
Yes. So Viva la la.
Yeah.
Viva la something. Mm. Okay. Viva la rectal walking
cane? No.
What? You're the one that said shove his cane up.
He lived a long, healthy life, you know.
Yes. Well.
A bit of gout here and there.
Is that what the kids are calling it? Gout. Okay. You said, to be fair, I don't recall.
Is that gout, or are you just happy to see
it? Yeah, exactly.
Well, waka, waka, waka. You said, to be fair, I don't recall and I don't know. It does seem about the extent of Marjorie Taylor Greene's general knowledge. Yes. Also, by the way, Kevin McCarthy, you just said the expectation that Kevin McCarthy feels shame or will resign over his blatant lies is laughable. Republicans are incapable of shame, don't believe in consequences unless you publicly disagree with Trump and the MAGA cretins. That is what's so pathetic. You pointed out also this, I don't know which article this is from. McCarthy has said nothing publicly but has moved to prevent any uprising internally on the phone with many members, telling them Trump is fine with him. The only one who matters is Trump, said a senior Republican. If Trump is fine, it's not an issue. And you just said, I would seriously consider my life choices if I was ever in a position where the only one who matters is Trump. Yeah, I mean, how pathetic is this party? They're all just cowering, waiting to see what Trump says, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm so glad that Elizabeth Warren, you know, fired that shot that you are that you played a couple of times or brought up a couple of times. That, you know, you just get out there and start labeling them, start calling them these things, start sticking with a way of making this stuff stick to them. With Abbott and the blocking of the border, with Kevin McCarthy just being such a crawling worm to Trump. You know, it's just all pathetic. And you know, anybody that's sitting there going, oh, well, you know, he'll never become Speaker of the House now. It's like, have you met Republicans?
And look at DeSantis in Florida. I love Tristan Snell said, no, Disney will not leave Orlando, but Disney will pay a lot of money to make sure Ron DeSantis leaves Tallahassee.
Yeah. They have deep pockets.
Another huge miscalculation. There's more Disney employees than his margin of victory is. 80,000 Disney employees. He won by 30,000. Votes.
And that's not even talking about the ripple effects of Disney on the entire Florida economy. The taxes from Disney alone provides about 5% of the tax funds in Florida.
Yes. How pissed are those people going to be? Their tax bill just went up through the roof. I mean,
right. Yeah. Everybody's going to get $2,000 plus in raised property taxes to make sure that Ron DeSantis's little hissy fit can go through.
Yeah, just like Greg Abbott's hissy. Exactly, good explanation.
Owning the liberals is expensive, it turns out.
Yes, wow.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The Axios headline is firearm-related injuries were the leading cause of death for children and teens in 2020. And you just said we did it. USA, USA.
Woo-hoo! USA, USA, USA.
We're number one in something.
Yeah. Who knows what is their reaction going to be? It's going to be, we need more guns in the homes. Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's like we can't get the simplest of laws passed in this country, and apparently thousands, tens of thousands of dead children, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. Climate change, obviously something we need to do something about. Elizabeth Warren was talking about that. It's like, you know, one of the things in the maybe getting some version of Build Back Better done, yada, yada. And you just wrote a whole piece. I'm so sorry. We need to talk about climate change. You acknowledge that no one wants to talk about it. You said we better figure out a way to make everyone care, to attempt to unify over this, to act or die. And you said, okay, that's it. Next up, I'm sure I'll write something about Ron DeSantis getting... I don't think I can see either of those words. By Goofy or some such. Okay, so it would be a... way of having sex that would be
the mind reels at what those two words could be.
Well,
goofy one of them's kinky, ass kinky
and the other one's one animal. I can't say. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well,
and you know the thing is like it's actually kind of funny whenever I write something about climate change,
right, snore, like,
nobody reads it.
Right.
And it's one of those things like, you know, you feel compelled every now and then to say, hey, guess what?
We're melting.
We're all going to die. Yeah. We're all going to die. All those fun little arguments you're having, they don't matter.
Yeah. It was like 60 3 days ago, and today it's going to be 100 in LA. So,
yeah. No, it's you know, and hurricane season's going to be bad again and all of that. And we'll go, oh, boo hoo, climate change. We need to do something about climate change. And then everybody will be like, oh, midterms, we can't talk about climate change anymore because of midterms, even though midterms will affect climate change depending on how things go.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, seen for America, you filthy little man. Thanks for dragging us all down.
I'm just trying to put things in perspective, Stephanie. I
mean, don't you turn on me.
There's just so much working on that piece on climate change.
Yeah.
You just sit there. I was reading part of that IPCC report and just thinking, we're effed, man. We are so effed. And it's one of those things where you sit there and the tsunami is coming and all you can do is go, well, hope I go quick.
Yeah. Well, that's why we have How Did the World Get So Stupid t-shirts available in two different designs today at StephanieMiller.com. Because just COVID. Doctor, can I just say quickly on that? Dr. Hotez said, I don't want some random federal judge in Florida making public health decisions for the nation. And I don't want to set a precedent that every time the CDC makes a recommendation, some federal judge tries to overrule it for political gain. And he was quoting a piece from Rolling Stone that said, a major victory for those who've decided that the worst thing about a global pandemic that has killed nearly 1 million Americans is the minor inconvenience of wearing a face mask. It does feel like stupid is winning sometimes. And you're just like,
I was talking to somebody last night and just saying, you know, it is, we are supposed to be an adaptable species, you know,
right.
That's supposed to be the thing that keeps us going. And nobody wants to adapt to this.
Yeah.
Randy Rhodes,
our beloved, tweeted, stopped wearing the mask, caught the COVID. See you in a week. Hashtag COVID isn't over. Hashtag wear a mask.
Yeah. I'm going on a plane in a couple of weeks. I'm wearing a mask.
Me too.
It's like, oh no, I have to put on a mask for a few hours and hopefully not get COVID.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
America is tired of not getting COVID. We're tired of not getting COVID.
Right. But, you know, it's like I am out there living my life. You know, that's the portrayal of the left is we're all cowering in the dark, afraid to go outside. You know, you're out with your biking group all the time and, you know, with people.
Yes.
And I'm out at concerts and plays and, you know, various other things. And it's OK. I am OK wearing the mask for that because that's called adaptation, and that's how you survive.
The difference in our lifestyles. I'm doing something healthy. You're doing sex, drugs, rock and roll, whatever.
I did like somebody on the thing where I talked about, you know, about when I die. Somebody said, "Well, you know, we'll want your organs," and I was like, "No, you're not going to want my organs.
Just leave those alone." Okay,
they've been abused.
Those are for the dogs, like gizzards and stuff. Okay, love you.
Bye.
See you next week.